Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Harvey Weinstein's second trial gets underway in Los Angeles this week. Karen, what can we expect here?
Well, it looks like it's going to be another long trial, probably 8 weeks. There were five women who claimed that he sexually assaulted or raped them. The allegations span over a 10-year period of time, much the same that we had in New York. And again, you know, these charges could end up getting him 70, 80, 90 years in prison on top of the sentence he already has in New York, which is a 23-year sentence.
This is the second criminal trial, right?
It's the second criminal trial, and the only other pending charges are in London, again, for similar types of allegations.
Closing arguments underway for the Parkland school shooter. What is the defense arguing here? What are they trying to accomplish with their argument?
You know, they're trying to save his life, and I think the gist of it is that this is a kid who had brain damage from birth, that he had fetal alcohol syndrome because his mother consumed alcohol and drugs while he was in utero, and that he had all these other issues, that he had substance abuse problems with his mother after he was born. He had violent behavior. He was killing animals. I mean, this kid was showing all the signs of violence and mental illness and sociopath behavior. And I think, you know, basically the defense is throwing it out, like, give this kid mercy. Give him the mercy that this kid did not give all of those children in the school. I mean, Bob, I just don't know how you win this case with all of the horrific evidence that this jury has seen over a 6-month period. If you believe in the death penalty, this is the kid to give it to.
Now, the prosecutors will be asking the jury to recommend the death sentence. The judge, of course, imposes the sentence. But what happens if the judge disagrees with that?
Yeah, very interesting. So if the jury says death, the judge can either enter the death sentence or can override it and say, I'm going to give this kid life. However, if the jury doesn't find the death penalty is appropriate unanimously, so let's just say one person refuses to give the death penalty, then the sentence is life, and the judge cannot overturn that. The judge has to give him life. So judge can reverse only if it's death.
And let's talk a little bit about the case in Wisconsin, the man charged with those parade killings. And this person is representing themselves. What are the judge's obligations when you have that situation?
Yeah, this guy's not acting very well because he took off his shirt the other day and is saying that he doesn't know what's going on, doesn't understand the charges. It's really precarious for a judge because the judge's job is to make sure that this person gets a fair trial, make sure that the victims they get a fair trial too. But what the judge doesn't want to do is have it reversed on appeal. So you have a constitutional right to be an idiot and represent yourself. And that's been the law for almost 50 years. And only thing that the judge has to make sure is that they understand the charges, they understand what they are doing. Not that they're good lawyers or they understand the law or they even know anything about practicing law, but just that they're competent to understand what's going on. So it's a very low standard. And this judge, her patience is being tested because this guy is very disruptive. And it's a hard thing to do. I don't know what he's trying to do, if he's doing this on purpose to try to say I'm crazy, or he's just, disruptive to begin with.
A constitutional right to be an idiot. I like that. And finally, tomorrow, the January 6th committee will be back in session in the daytime. Talk a little bit about the authority they have, Karen, and then what the Department of Justice may or may not do here.
Well, they really don't have authority to bring charges. They're an investigative body. But certainly the DOJ is watching this carefully, and when they finally do issue a report, that report is going to be looked at by the DOJ, and there may be suggestions for different prosecutions. I think what we're going to see, Bob, is we're going to see recommendations, a list of them, very specific recommendations that say who should be held accountable and for what crimes. We're going to see recommendations to make sure this doesn't happen again. And there's going to be protections maybe for election workers and volunteers, suggestions on how that goes, and maybe even some suggestions about countering some of the disinformation that goes on about elections. So I think we're going to see just a whole list of things that can try to prevent this from happening again and holding the people accountable. But the DOJ holds the key to making bringing charges and to prosecuting any potential cases.
Noontime Chicago time tomorrow for that. Karen Conti, thank you. We'll talk to you next week.
Take care, Bob.